Volunteers from the Tacoma Tree Foundation spread out across the Tacoma Mall neighborhood last weekend to help homeowners plant trees on their property. Lauren Gallup reports.
Carrying young trees wrapped in burlap, shovels, and post drivers, groups of four or five volunteers planted 50 trees at 23 different locations in South Tacoma Saturday morning. Courtney Johnson, planting coordinator with the foundation, led one of the volunteer teams.
Yeah, so we're in the South Tacoma Mall neighborhood, and we are doing the Green Blocks program, which is specifically focused on this neighborhood because it's one of the least forested areas in Tacoma.
The work is part of the Tacoma Tree Foundation's Green Blocks program, which aims to bring more trees to residents of the area bordered by I-5, South Tacoma Way, and South 56th Street. Homeowners could sign up for free trees to be planted on their property between the sidewalk and street. They chose from a variety of tree species.
So this is a red oak. This is our medium deciduous. And then that is a golden rain tree, which is our small deciduous.
The program is connected to the Greening Research in Tacoma Partnership, a project to understand how increasing greening or more tree canopy can impact human health. The Tacoma Mall neighborhood has 10% tree canopy cover, as opposed to the 20% average in Tacoma. That has health consequences for residents. A 2020 grant-funded study from Earth Economics found 3 to 15 lives are lost each year in Tacoma due to exacerbated temperatures from heat islands. South and central Tacoma neighborhoods were found to be as much as 14 degrees hotter than North Tacoma neighborhoods. That's something Lana Hanford is learning about.
Yeah, I'm a volunteer through the Tacoma Tree Foundation. A few of us took a tree steward training program. So we're minted tree stewards from the Tacoma Tree Foundation.
Trees provide essential functions to our urban neighborhoods. Hanford explains.
Yeah, it helps with shade. So it helps make it so that the neighborhoods are less hot, especially in the summer. And it also helps with, you know, stabilizing the soil itself and preventing excessive erosion or runoff when there are storms.
The program focuses on equitable distribution of tree canopy throughout the city.
So we're just trying to redistribute, or actually like increase the tree canopy coverage in these places that have been affected by historical decisions like redlining and ended up in this place where the tree canopy cover was low.
Redlining was a historic and racist practice where the government pushed communities of color out of certain neighborhoods and into areas where services were withheld. These neighborhoods often were the first to face home demolition for interstate construction projects or new development of polluting industries. This led to poor economic, health, and education outcomes. Johnson with the Tacoma Tree Foundation says it was important to involve the community in the project.
We're trying to empower the community to care for these trees.
According to the Nature Conservancy, one of the Greening Research in Tacoma partners, the project could inform the city's urban forest strategies in the future. In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.